declares his COVID-19 illness is a blessing from God as he goes back to work in the Oval Office. Mr. Trump made these comments by video, referring to the virus, which has killed over 211,000 people in the United States. President Trump also says he will not participate in next week's presidential debate if it's held virtually. Mr. Trump said in a Fox Business interview that the arrangement is, quote, not acceptable, end quote, to his team. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates had announced moments earlier that the second debate between Mr. Trump and his challenger, Joe Biden, will take place virtually because of the president's diagnosis of COVID-19. The commission cited a need to protect the health and safety of all involved. The pandemic has also overshadowed last night's debate between vice presidential candidates in the U.S., Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. Democrat Harris says Trump's response to COVID-19 is the greatest failure of any U.S. administration. Republican Pence accuses Harris of undermining the public faith in any virus vaccine that could become available under President Trump. Across the globe, there are more than 36.2 million COVID-19 cases and over 1 million people have died. The United States has the highest death toll with more than 211,000, followed by Brazil with over 148,000, India with more than 105,000, Mexico with over 82,000, and Britain with more than 42,000 deaths. Brazil has surpassed the 5 million coronavirus infection mark. Meantime, Madrid's top regional court rejects a partial lockdown imposed on the capital and 9 nearby towns to slow the rapid spread of infections. It says the lockdown impacted on the rights and fundamental freedoms of the 4.5 million residents affected by the closures. This is VOA News. 8 months into a strict coronavirus-triggered border shutdown, nuclear-armed North Korea is widely expected to stage a large display of its latest and most advanced weaponry at a mass military parade in Pyongyang on Saturday. The parade will mark the 75th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party, and satellite imagery on the 38 North website suggests it could be huge, a top U.S. military official says. And in Indonesia, hundreds of people were arrested in Jakarta Thursday as tens of thousands protested across the country for a third day against a controversial new law that critics say will harm labor rights and the environment. Thousands of security personnel were deployed to block access to the capital and prevent workers and students from demonstrating in front of the presidential palace and parliament. Jakarta police spokesman Yusri Yunus said more than 400 people, mostly teenagers, had been arrested in the past 2 days, accused of provoking unrest during the protests. The government hopes that a new bill will attract foreign investment. The bill aims to cut red tape by amending dozens of existing laws which cover taxation, labor, and environmental regulations. But labor activists and green groups have slammed the legislation, with Amnesty International saying it was catastrophic for workers. Two Islamic State militants from Britain appeared before a U.S. federal court to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other violence against four Americans and others captured and held hostage in Syria. U.S. Attorney Zachary Tollwillinger spoke after the two militants from Britain made their initial appearance in federal court on Wednesday. He said that there will be a detention hearing on Friday at 11 a.m. That's where their attorneys can argue whether they should be released pending trial. But the lawyer said, I can tell you the government will be seeking detention. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to two researchers for a gene editing tool that has revolutionized science by providing a way to alter DNA. The technology recognized in the award is already being used to try and cure a host of diseases and raise better crops and animals. Emmanuel Charpentier of France and Jennifer Doudna of the United States developed the tool 8 years ago to cut genes at a specific spot. It's being tested for sickle cell disease, cancer, and inherited forms of blindness. Prince William has joined forces with renowned British broadcaster and naturalist David Attenborough to launch a new environmental prize that they hope will drive a decade of change. The Earthshot Prize has grand ambitions to incentivize change and help to repair our planet. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bennett for VOA News.